The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Leo Enright, national treasure, space commentator, has joined us on the line. Apparently, Boeing, who didn't have enough problems, is facing another PR crisis after the company's Starliner spacecraft malfunctioned. And the poor two astronauts have no way to get home. It's in space almost a month. And then there's many other problems like debris and so on. How are you, Leo?
Good morning, Ivan. I'm very well indeed.
Tell us about this further problem for Boeing.
Well, look, Ivan, when you and I were much younger and much wiser, there was a saying in the airline business, if it's not Boeing, I'm not going. That's the sort of reputation that Boeing had back in the day. They were the gold standard of safe airplanes and safe spaceships. Now, we've, as we know, very tragically, we've had a number of real disasters with their airplanes, the Boeing MAX, which, you know, we've Irish people died on these things. And the whole that is just a huge scandal of enormous proportions. And it put into perspective, you know, how safe is the stuff that Boeing is building? Now, until today, this was all to do with their aeroplanes. Nobody thought that there might be a problem with their spaceships. And then all this stuff happened. It's small potatoes, Ivan. You know, most of what they're worried about, I think, is okay, but it's a really, really bad look.
But how are these two poor astronauts, Barry Wilmore and Sunita Williams, how are they going to get home?
Well, I think they'll be fine. They'll get back. But it could be another month, Ivan. Now, that's for them not a disaster. Both Sonny and Butch have both spent 6 months at a time living on the space station. So they're used to it. They probably know more about the little cubby holes on the space station than the people that are there at the moment. There's now 9 people living on the space station. That's the International Space Station. There's, incidentally, Ivan, let's not forget, there's 3 more people living on an entirely different space station, the Chinese space station. So at the moment, there's about 12 people living and working in space. So, you know, 2 more for an extra month, not a huge problem. There is only one problem, Ivan. And, you know, it's a bit embarrassing if I tell you it. And that problem is their underwear.
Oh.
There was a problem with the space station that they had to bring up some extra gear to fix. And to fit that gear on their spaceship, they threw out their underwear before they left to make space for the repair equipment. So they're now stuck up there with no clean underwear.
Oh, my God. I like once a week is enough to change it, but I mean, that's ridiculous.
Oh, my God, Ivan.
Six
now, really,
months.
I don't
6
know
months
now. The mothers of Ireland will be in a row uproar about
all
that.
Right. Tell me this other story about satellites exploding or something and all this debris that's in space.
Yeah, that is a big, big concern now. And Ivan, I'm proud to say that we in Europe are leading the bunch on this. We have an entire department of the European Space Agency that keeps track of space debris. That's all the junk that's floating around up there. And what is really alarming is that there's more and more of it every day. And what happened last week, Ivan, was that a Russian satellite, an old one that was defunct, it blew up. It probably blew up because a fuel tank overheated or something, although there are darker voices saying, did the Russians blow it up deliberately? No, I'm not saying that, and I'm not encouraging that speculation. But it blew up, and it scattered debris in the same orbit as the space station. So for a while, Ivan, they had to hide in their little return capsules in case the space station got hit. But as I understand it now, there's no longer any risk. And in this particular case, we don't have to worry anymore.
But is it not cumulative, all this space debris?
It surely is. I mean, this is a growing worry. And this is particularly a worry with people like that man, Elon Musk, who's launching tens of thousands of little spaceships into orbit. I mean, he's launching 30 or 40 almost every single day now. The man is launching rockets every 2 or 3 days into space. And each one of these rockets is delivering dozens and dozens of little spaceships into orbit around the Earth. And sooner or later, Ivan, this is going to become unsustainable.
Because I'm reading here about the Kessler effect.
Yes.
That and €2 get you a cup of coffee and insomnia. What is the Kessler effect?
Well, this is something that if you're a space person like myself, you lie awake at night worrying about. And the Kessler effect is, it's a bit like, I don't know if you remember, if the explanation for how nuclear fusion works, that if you put a tennis ball on a room full of mouse traps, and if each mouse trap has a tennis ball on it, as your tennis ball hits each mouse trap, more tennis balls start going. So very, very quickly, every mouse trap in the room is triggered. Well, it's the same thing with the Kessler effect. If you have one collision, that causes a load of particles that cause more collisions, which themselves cause more collisions, and very quickly you end up in a very, very bad place.
But what's the solution to it?
The solution, and again, Ivan, as I said, we should in Europe be proud of the fact that we're leading the way on this. The solution is for every country, and that includes the Russians, the Chinese, the Americans, and of course ourselves, any country that puts a satellite into orbit has to put attached to it. It's a bit like, you know, that cap on a bottle?
Oh.
Where if you open the bottle, the cap stays on it.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know how good that idea is? I think you've heard about this great
idea. Well, I tell you, my texters have certainly heard about it. It is driving them scatty.
This is a bit the same, Ivan. The idea is that just like the cap on the bottle, if you're launching a satellite, you have to put a little rocket on it that will send it back down to Earth so it's not going to collide with anything. So it's all about green. You know,
apparently, Luke says, the new attached bottle tops are an EU directive so that the tops stay attached and get recycled with the container. You're right,
exactly.
They're a pain in the arse. But all you've got to do is screw it back on again. It's not as if you wanted to attach them.
Since we're talking about space, you can't do that up there. So what the European Union is trying to do, and in fact, I mean, they're making progress with the other countries. Some of them are a bit recalcitrant. But what the EU is trying to say is, let's all go green in space. Let's recycle our spaceships so that they all come down and don't destroy every other spaceship up there in orbit. So it's kind of, a bit of clever recycling.
All right. There you have it from the legendary space commentator, getting a lifetime income out of this for 50 years. Fair play to you. Leo, the inimitable Leo Enright, thank you for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.